Coming up in our headlines, some civil society organizations call for broader inclusion of informal sector workers into the 2026 budget. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Revenue Authority optimistic of exceeding end-year tax target of 200 billion cedis based on fresh measures being implemented. Later in today's business journal, carpenters in the Ashanti region appeal to government to help reduce the influx of imported furniture into the country. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay.
This program is targeting SMEs development, just like as I said about that.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kujobaka, looking at our stories. Some civil society organizations are urging government to step up efforts in bringing the informal sector into the national tax net. Senior Research Officer and Tax Equity Lead at Budget Ghana, Hamid Abdel Mumuni, says widening the tax base to cover the informal economy is critical to boosting domestic revenue and bridging the shortfalls in government finances. He made the call at a 2026 pre-budget forum organized here in Accra, stressing that effective policies must be introduced to ensure fairness and inclusivity in the tax system.
When you look at our economy, issues of taxes or taxation is strained just around the formal sector to the neglect of the informal sector. But the informal sector alone, you know, operations in the informal sector alone covers about 70% of, economic activities in the country. Yes, so we are saying that the government should try and then rope in the informal sector when it comes to issues of taxation. But the issue here is not on increasing taxes for the informal sector, but the actual idea here is improving on compliance.
Hamid Abdel Mumuni is the Officer and Tax Equity Lead at Budget Ghana. Still on tax matters, the Ghana Revenue Authority is optimistic that it could end this year mobilizing more than 200 billion cedis in taxes. The authority has so far mobilized about 123 billion cedis based on half-year data. But speaking to Joy Business, Commissioner General of the GRA, Anthony Sapon, noted that based on some fresh measures being implemented, the authority could exceed the target by December.
We are poised to ensure that towards the end of the year, we will meet or exceed the target. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the first half of the year is always the in terms of part. Lower most challenging. Mm. So once we are meeting that and we are determined to keep our feet on the accelerator to make sure that by the end of the year we are exceeding the target that has been set for us.
You heard the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Anthony Sapon. Chief of Staff Julius Debra has charged the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport Ghana to support ongoing efforts to modernize transport and supply chain infrastructure to enhance the sector's operations. Speaking at the launch of Sail to Ghana's 60th anniversary celebration, Julius Debra commended the Institute for their role in transforming the sector.
Your contribution to reducing business costs, enhancing trade facilitation, and strengthening Ghana's competitiveness cannot be overstated. The future beckons on us with even greater opportunities and also challenges. Rapid digitalization, artificial intelligence, automation, and the urgency of climate resilience are reshaping the global logistics and transport landscape. And we must be mindful of this to catch up and be abreast with modern times.
Julius Debra is the Chief of Staff. Glyco General Insurance has donated a total amount of 2 million cedis to dependents of the 8 fallen patriots who died in the helicopter crash on August 6. Of this amount, 1.8 million cedis will be given to beneficiaries of the victims, 100,000 going to the President's Children's Trust Fund, and 100,000 to the Ghana Armed Forces. Speaking at a brief ceremony to make the donation, Managing Director of Glyco General Insurance, Andrew Ichamponche Esquire, called on Ghanaians not to see insurance as an expense, but an investment.
There's a total of 2 million that is being paid out. A portion or a number will address the actual insurance payout, and a number is also going for as donation to those that did not have insurance. As I indicated, we cannot look after one and leave the other. And so it's important that we stand in unity, that we cover all. And so there is a donation to our fallen eight those that did not have insurance, and there is also a payout on the policies that were given under the personal accident. And I'll encourage you all that it's important that we protect our lives. As I indicated, having insurance should be part of our social fabric, it should be part of our DNA, that we protect our lives and protect our heart and investments.
Managing Director of Glyco General Insurance, Andrew Champonche Esquire. On her part, Deputy Government Spokesperson Shamima Muslim expressed gratitude for the gesture and called on corporate institutions to emulate same.
We're really grateful for the outpouring of love and generosity that you have shown since the announcement of the fund. I think it is particularly generous of you to have extended a hand of compassion to the other family members who were not covered under the policy that the other two had taken out. And I think that is particularly commendable.
Deputy Government Spokesperson Shamima Muslim. And to some other stories, the University of Professional Studies Accra, in partnership with E for Impact Ghana and the Africa Entrepreneurship School, is equipping entrepreneurs with practical skills to build sustainable businesses. Speaking at the Inspire Business Seminar, senior lecturer at the University of Professional Studies Accra, Dr. Andrews Ayuku, stated that small and medium enterprises need more than funding to succeed.
Every business requires connectivity. We have a solution called the Yellow Bees. It's a product or solution that MTN has introduced for SMEs, and it comes with...
This program is targeting SMEs developments, just like as I said about the Inspire project. SMEs don't just need funding. They need mentorship. They need coaching. They need sessions like this to empower them, to build their confidence, to expose them to new methods, new methodologies of doing business. So this program, for instance, is to empower them, is to give them the necessary tools, is to expose them to other markets, to give them case studies, to be able to be ready for the challenges in the market that they are facing now.
A reminder, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Local carpenters at Oforikrom, a suburb of Kumasi, are appealing to government for support as their businesses continue to suffer due to the growing popularity of imported Chinese furniture. They believe government's intervention is the only way to keep their vocation alive as they face low sales and limited resources to aid their trade. Josephine Sego reports for today's Business Journal.
A major concern is the perception of Ghanaian patrons that foreign furniture is of superior quality to the locally produced. According to the carpenters, most of the imported Chinese furniture sets are made from chipboard, a material that is less durable compared to hardwood used locally, such as the redwood and the bema wood, known as dahuma. A carpenter, Roxin Asaro, shared his frustration about the lack of attention from the government towards their industry.
The government must support us. These are from our own coffers.
He also observed the absence of standard showrooms to display their works as a major problem. They display their furniture in the open sun, which adversely impact quality and appeal over time.
Our biggest challenge is the lack of government support for our work. We struggle to keep our products when it starts to rain, and a proper showroom would make a huge difference. Business has been slow lately. We can sit here all day without a single customer.
To prove the quality of their work, many carpenters spend more than 100,000 Ghana cedis creating sample pieces to attract customers. But often, these pieces remain unsold for long periods, and they have to spend even more on repairs. This makes the business even harder for them to sustain. Ofori explained that though the local carpenters produce manually, they do not compromise on quality.
China for ya, you won't crown my baby. I'm not toying Kunya, I'm toying Dan, I'm toying Kunya Katanaso. I come here and say, every month you are Katana for me, Bahabatadi. I didn't go to Mukumudia. Oh, and see, a mobile community will say, you want to come.
Even Chinese customers come to buy from us because our furniture is made from high quality wood. However, the challenge is that Ghanaians often prefer foreign products.
My manpower.
They are asking the government to help by providing the necessary machinery and standard showroom for them to display their products. They believe with such support, their businesses can grow and gain the attention they deserve. Without such help, they fear that the local furniture industry will continue to decline and many skilled workers will be forced out of the vocation. Justine Segoe reported.
And that's how we conclude today's edition of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Always a delight serving you. I am Pius Kojubaka. Game Plan is next. Do have a lovely week.